Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Here's how this works. We take a message that has come in on our social sites, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and Instagram. You guys write us about what's going on in your life, and if we think it's juicy enough, we will take that message and read it on the air and then open up the phone lines for our listeners to sound off on Show Wants to Know. Katie, what you got over there?
Yeah, well, I have a message from Denise. She says, "Hi, show people. I need your advice because I've gotten myself into a messy situation. My sister Danielle just broke up with her boyfriend of 4 years, and I mean recently, like only a couple months ago they broke up. I have to admit, while they were still together, Denise says that she and he used to text a little on the side. She said it was flirty at times, but nothing ever actually happened. She says, I know that doesn't look great. No, it doesn't, Denise.
I wonder what they were saying.
She says, but
you look cute today. No, you look cute today.
I know. You're my sister.
You looked cute at Christmas. No, you looked cute at Thanksgiving.
Anything to your sister's boyfriend is a little, what are you doing, Denise?
Okay. All right, so far, so good.
She says now that they've broken up, he and I have been talking a lot more, and I can't deny that I'm really interested. Now, Danielle has no idea about any of this. My mom does, though. I let it slip once that I had feelings for him, and she immediately told me absolutely stay away because it would destroy the family. Mom knows best. I mean, that's a good, solid advice from mom there. But she says, I'm stuck. Do I honor the sister code and drop it? Is that even a thing anymore? Or do I go for it and maybe end up with a great guy that just didn't hit it off with the sis?
Yeah.
Do you think this could possibly affect my relationship with my sister? Give me your thoughts and feel free to open it up to Denver. I changed our names anyway. Thanks, JKJ. Love, Denise.
Aw, sweet Denise. Thank you for sharing what's going on in your life. All right, guys, you heard the dilemma. Denise is thinking about going after sister's ex-boyfriend. How long were they together?
4 years.
4 years.
Holy Good Toledo.
Night. What did you just say holy Toledo?
I did.
If you want to sound off, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, I mean, it didn't work out. They broke up.
Yeah.
They went splitsville. It's over. So, what's the big deal? Is this sister code a real thing? Do you know anything about a sister code?
I would never date one of my sister's exes. But, I mean, and I'm not, I mean, I'm close to my family, but they live so far away. So, it's one of those we talk a couple times a month and it's like no time has passed. But this is an ingrained rule in my family. I would never, ever date one of my sister's exes.
Isn't it just weird? Like, I have two brothers and I would never do this either, I don't think. Because, like, you date for 4 years, like, I don't want to kiss the same person that my brother kissed.
Yes,
like that,
exactly.
To me, that's like the weirdest part. I couldn't, like, if you're kissing your girlfriend and you have like images of your brother, that's not a good thing. You don't want that.
No.
That's
not,
worry about the kissing part. Not,
I things. Know. That's well, I'm being very PG. That you don't want that at all. That's not good.
Well, and even that.
But like, haven't you dated like friends, exes?
No.
I feel like Josh was with an
absolutely not.
No, no. Okay, where's the code?
No.
All right, call in. Well, people were calling and then hanging up. Josh is going to run in the other room and get these calls. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. What's the code that you just
don't
do it?
That's bro code.
Yeah.
That's literal bro code.
I mean, and also I think that there's a side of this that we're not looking at, and that is the guy's perspective. I'm sure that's some kind of dream fantasy for him to want to be with two sisters, right? Like anybody with that
I've never had that fantasy.
That's like when you say, like, guys imagine girls pillow fighting in sleepovers.
We did.
Don't
That's
do
a movie
that.
Thing.
You guys have, don't picture
we,
that? You
no.
don't? See, I've always thought that. I've always thought that guys wanted to get with like a mom and a daughter or a sister and a sister.
No,
never?
No.
You've never thought of that.
But Josh and I are two very level-headed men here. I mean, I'm sure it's going on somewhere out there.
I shouldn't have laughed so hard at that. You're right.
Shut
absolutely.
Up, Katie, shut up. No, I've never thought about that.
Okay, that's kind of crazy.
But if you are going to date somebody, at least they were with, you know, your sister and you kind of know the history then, and you know it's just your sister, right? It's not like it was a rando friend or you know somebody else that you knew from college or whatever. It's just It's just your sister.
I know, but that's something you just don't want to share. You know, you share hairbrushes. You even share bras at some point sometimes, but you don't share boyfriends. That's something you got to draw the line there.
What do you think Denise should do? Should she go after this guy that her sister was with for 4 years? Didn't work out. They broke up. So she's moving on. He's moving on. Should she go for him? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Here's Misty. Hi, Misty.
Don't share boyfriend.
Uh-oh. Misty, we can't hear you. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Now, loud and clear. What are your thoughts on this?
Absolutely not. No. It's a giant N-O.
Why? It could be her soulmate.
No, absolutely not. That is breaking girl code, sister code, best friend code. That's absolutely not.
All the codes, right?
That is not okay. Yes. It's breaking all codes. That is not what we do, ever.
But it just
shame on her.
Why? What? It just didn't work out between those two. What if this is what was meant to be, was her and this guy? What's the big deal?
It's a big deal. Just like you said, you don't want to envision kissing your brother or kissing your sister when you're kissing your new
partner.
That's
so true.
You know how quickly that would wear off. I mean, that might happen the first two or three times. 6 months in, Misty, you're not even going to think about that.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's a hard no.
Hard pass.
Hard pass, says Misty. Jeez, yes. Misty, you're not very adventurous, are you?
Misty, don't you think also that would totally just break the trust between those sisters? You would not be able to trust anything she says from that point on, because you would just start thinking, like the whole time you were together, you would question her motives. Like, were you looking at him then? You know, like,
well, she already was. Yeah. I mean, that's not
good. If she has a conversation with the sister, though, and the sister gives her a green light? Nobody has yet to say, just have a conversation with the sister.
I still think that there would be a trust issue, because just like you said, like, I mean, what were you thinking when we were having family dinner, or what about when we were at Christmas or, you know, I mean, were you like checking him out? No, not okay.
I will say I don't like the talk about sending him flirty messages.
Yeah, that
time
was
to
they
time.
Were
that's
already
a little
doing
unsettling
that.
To me.
Yeah, I think that is just completely uncalled for, and the sister should be ashamed of herself. And, you know, I mean, even if she was to talk to her sister about it, if it were me, again, I don't have siblings, I would be so upset. I would be like, are you kidding me? I'm confiding in you as my sister. We have this bond. And you're flirting with my boyfriend behind my back? No.
Or would she be happy and say, you know what? He was a great guy with me for 4 years. He just didn't work out. We just didn't click. I'm happy that you two found each other. This is a glass half full moment.
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm happy for you. You know what? He was a great guy, and you know what? Just have at it.
You have a sister. You know she's not going to be like that.
You know what? He was the best boyfriend. I want you to have some, too.
Yeah, that's not
how it works.
Break me off a piece of that.
No.
Sharing is not caring.
Oh, you guys are crazy.
Crazy.
Sharing is not caring. You're right. You're right.
Not this time. No.
Misty, thank you for calling in. You have a great Tuesday.
You're welcome. You as well. Thank you.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye. Quick recap if you want to call in, and I'll talk to Layla here. Denise wrote in. Her sister was with a guy for 4 years. They broke up. Didn't work out. And Denise is like, you know what? I kind of have the feels for this guy. Is it all right now if I move in and make a move on him and go out with him? What do you guys think? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Here's Layla. Hi, Layla.
Hi, guys. How are you guys?
Well, we're super dupes. What do you think Denise should do?
Did you miss me?
Did we what?
I think that's so... Nah, I was going to say, did you guys miss me from last week?
Of course we did.
Yes, apparently.
Yes. You had a very memorable call last week, Jerry.
Oh, okay. That's all right. What do you want to say?
This is so wrong. I believe she should know they cannot be together. That's absolutely wrong in so many levels. And you guys are trying to find reasons why they could accept. But just think, if it was you guys' brother hanging out or want to hang out with your ex-girlfriend, would that be okay?
No.
Yes.
No.
Why not?
It's
just my brother. It didn't work out, you know, and I would probably have a talk with him. Hey, you know, I'm sorry it didn't work out with you guys, but I've always felt a connection there. I feel like there's something there. Do you care if I date her?
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. You are saying that just because it's not happening with you.
No, I'd be all over my...
No way.
Once you are in that situation, you are not going to think like that. Okay, you
from
are
what
gonna,
I from what I hear,
gonna
it's
have some hurt.
It's slim pickings out there, so you got to take what you can get from what I hear from Katie.
No, but that's the thing. There's 7 billion people on this planet, so you should be able to find someone outside of your family circle.
And maybe that was the universe
just
presenting this guy in that moment. Like, this is your one of the billions of people.
I'm not saying it hasn't happened. It's definitely happened before.
And you already know him. You know his backstory. He's been around. You know what you're getting.
This is going to
mess. It's like buying a used vehicle. What's the big deal?
This is going to mess with your family dynamic for sure.
Yeah,
Layla, he's just like a used Forerunner is what he is.
No.
It just didn't tell you that toddler threw up in the back and had a complete accident in the back seat. That's the difference here. This is Forerunner.
Agreed.
But you know it's been cleaned up and it's been well taken care of. And yeah, it's fine.
No.
All right, Layla,
I'm
putting you no with Misty. Hard no.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. You have a great day. It was very nice talking to you. Here is Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hey. My note says he is scummy on the screen.
Yeah. So if he was sending flirty texts to her while he was dating Denise's sister, what's he going to do with the sister while dating Denise? Because you're more likely to cheat with an ex than anybody else.
She wants to
create all of that opportunity for temptation. And, like, why would you do that to yourself?
You think this is going to be like a game of pickleball here? He's just going to go back and forth?
Oh, my God. I've seen this on Jerry Springer many times.
Yeah. I mean, it may not be an immediate, thing, but it's that temptation factor.
Okay.
Why would you create that situation where that's a temptation and that's a factor and something to be worried about.
I see what you're saying with this. Yeah.
Well, and Rachel,
something
now
to think about.
He also has a comparison, right? Like, he's going to take these two women and compare them against one another. And I mean, that's just, I just don't like the whole thing.
Like,
you guys are making this so, like, smarmy.
It is smarmy.
He could just say, I had my time with your sister. She was a lovely woman. It didn't work out with us. My eye has always been for you. And they could get married and live happily ever after for the next 40 years.
What is he, a family heirloom? We're just going to pass around?
This is a fairy tale.
No.
If he dated the sister a few months, 4 years ago, I'd be like, okay, cool. Go for it. But he dated her sister for years, and they haven't been broken up very long.
All right.
That's way too much residual everything going on.
Residual booty.
Too much temptation and too much everything.
This is a Netflix special for sure.
Rachel,
all right, I'm putting
you
down for no, Rachel. Hard pass.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in and voicing your opinion. You're very wise. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rachel.
Here is V. Hi, V.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. What should Denise do?
So I have a little bit of a weird situation. You can put me down as a... investigate it, maybe.
So you're a maybe?
So my dad actually dated both of my aunts.
Oh.
When he broke up with them. So one of my aunts actually dated all three brothers and married the oldest one. My other aunt dated my dad and a middle brother and married the middle brother. And my mom is the only one that was not passed around like a hot potato. But it made for very interesting holiday conversations from time to time.
I bet.
Yeah.
So,
this is some Springer stuff.
Oh, for sure. V, are you from a small town?
My parents were. Actually, my dad's graduating class was 30 people.
Yeah. So. Slim Pickens.
From a small town, too, and this is a lot more common where families date.
All three brothers, apparently.
There's not a lot of options, so that's where you do go through the family tree. Well, I've been to this branch, or maybe hop over to this branch.
But it worked out, right? Like, she ended up with the third brother and got married and moved on, right?
Right. And they all lived until both my uncles passed away. They were married, and my parents have been married for 60 years. But what I suggest to your caller, your writer in, is if he was already flirty texting her while he was dating his sister, that is kind of a red flag because he could do the same thing to her. You know, the old saying, once a cheater, always a cheater. But maybe she should sit down and have a conversation with his sister, not say that she's been texting him, but have a heart-to-heart with her of, hey, what happened? You know, why did you guys really break up? What happened? You know, because maybe it's something messy that she doesn't want to be involved with. Like, maybe he was just really bad with finances and her sister didn't want to say anything.
V, all very, very great points. We appreciate you calling in. I'm putting her down as a maybe. It's our first maybe, but... Yeah, went through three brothers and finally married the oldest one. V, thank you so much for calling in. We're a little short on time. I got to get to Bree, Hannah, and Emily really quick. Here's Bree. Hi, Bree.
Hi, guys.
Hey, so really quick, what's your advice for Denise?
Absolutely not. 4 years is way too long. If I was a sister, I'd be, like, expecting a ring at that point. And now we're breaking up and you want to date my sister?
Yeah.
No.
Right? Four years is, like, longer than some people's marriages. Like, that's a long time.
Why is nobody saying that she would be happy for Denise, though, her sister, that she found this guy?
Jeremy, you're in a delusional world right now.
I don't think so.
Thank you, Bree.
Why? Yeah. You guys are just painting this guy as a bad guy. And the sister is, like, freaking out. What if she is genuinely happy?
He can be no. He can go find someone else. He doesn't need to stay in her fam.
Yeah.
And what if he likes the parents? He likes the parents, the rest of the family.
That's why.
They've all hit it off. Goodness. They've had holidays together.
Oh, Bree, he is reaching.
Everybody knows him.
It was like he already knows everybody.
They love him. He's a great guy. He loves animals.
You know what, Jer?
He's muscular.
Changing my mind.
Even the mom said to stay away.
He's 6 foot.
The mom does not like him.
You know why, Bree? Because the mom wants him.
Oh, my goodness. Jimmy?
Mrs.
Robinson.
No.
You need to go take a nap.
Now you're on board with me.
He needs to go sit in the corner, huh, Bree?
Bree,
time out.
I love you to pieces. Thank you for giving me crap.
Love you guys. Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Oh, my goodness.
Whatever, Bree.
She made solid points, though.
She does. Hannah Banana.
Hey, I'm sounding off with everyone else on the no train.
Okay.
I just have to ask, like, if he was texting Denise while he was still with the sister, how many women is he dating on Instagram or TikTok?
Preach. That's right. You can't trust this guy.
Like, how many people is he texting?
Well, how many people was the sister texting and flirting around with?
True.
Maybe that's why they broke up.
Probably
True.
Just
Hannah.
Him.
You don't know that.
You don't know.
Yeah. Don't
I bet
give
the
her
sister
the benefit
was
of the
flirting
doubt.
With all sorts of people.
How do we know that? That's not in the email.
How do I know that he
now
was?
You guys are making, now you guys are making stuff up. We know that this man was texting someone outside of his relationship when he was in it.
But it was just
you
a
don't
sister.
Know anything exactly. about no, Denise's just,
he
business.
Was like, hey, what does your sister want for Christmas?
And that's not what he texted.
You should wear that red dress on
she
Christmas because you look pretty in it.
Flirtatious messages were sent. Like that's
it's within the family.
Exactly.
It was within the family.
No. No, not okay. Not okay. You're trying real
I'm
hard.
I'm so devil's advocate today. Hannah, thank you for calling and making us smile. Yeah. See you later.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, here's Emily. Emily, you get the final word on this.
Okay. Well, first of all, I agree with everyone who said that. How can you trust someone who's already texting outside the relationship flirtatiously? But my take is... wait a year. Don't text each other. Don't talk to each other. Don't have any contact. Wait a year. And if you both still feel the same way, then talk to the sister. But and give the sister a chance to heal. Like, it would be so unfair.
So unfair.
The sister said, hey, I'm going to date your ex-boyfriend that you just broke up with for 4 years. Ouch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurt.
I mean, you're right.
What if she goes, that's fine, you can have him. It didn't work out. I wish you guys the best.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I know.
I doubt it.
If she does,
that's
one thing.
Big, yeah, I think that's a big no. And like I said, if it really is meant to be, wait a year.
Yeah.
Let the sister have a chance to heal. No contact, no texting. If you still feel the same way, then go for it.
I like
so
that.
Am I putting you in the maybe camp? You're kind of maybe. You're like, give it a year. No right now, but maybe later.
Yeah, but don't even tell the sister that y'all were texting. That is like,
Ooh, I have five sisters, so that is way against the sister code.
Absolutely. Yep. You are breaking straight sister code.
Dang,
yes.
We got a sister expert right here on the line. Emily? I like you. You can call us whenever you want. You're spunky.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Y'all are flawless.
You're flawless. Thank you for calling, Emily.
I appreciate you every single day.
Well, except
for Saturday and Sunday.
Hey, listen, we got to rest sometime, Emily. Jeez-a-loo. All right, Emily, you have a good day.
Right.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Oh, she's so sweet.
She made such a good point, though, because I think also part of the draw between these two is because they're not supposed to. If you give it a year, you'll see if there's actually an attraction or if you're just doing it because it's naughty. Right?
So you're okay in a year if they smash.
I liked that idea of waiting.
Smash in a year.
I think that's going to help. Time heals everything, Jeremy.
Why is it okay in a year then?
Because then you do give the sister time to heal. You do have time where you can have that conversation.
Still the same guy.
I still think like you're.
I want him to go for it and I want him to fall in love.
You are flirting with disaster just to even approach it. But if you're going to, the advice I liked the best is Emily's of wait a year and see if that attraction's still there.
Well, we had five hard no's and then two maybes in there. So for Denise, the listeners have sounded off. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, and then one yes from me.
I say yes.
Smash.
I say yes.
Smash.
Go for it.
You
Your mom
too.
Tells
you.
You changed my
stop.
Mind.
Okay. Smash away.
I say yes.
It's smash-tastic.
Okay.
There you go. If you guys have a dilemma, write it into the show. It might make the airwaves. Send it into our social sites, Jeremy, Katie, Josh, Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram.